Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. You're tuned in to another broadcast of Facing the Issues Daily. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're looking forward to having you on board with us today. Keep in mind, if you want to dive in, jump in at any point in time, the dialogue and discussion, you can feel free to do so simply by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you directly through to the microphone of our studios and right to our microphones that we can have the discussion. Love to have you join in today. This wonderful opportunity as we celebrate Christmas, we need to think about what the Scripture says in relationship to the celebration of Christmas. Before we get into the monologue and our dialogue and discussion today about the subject of what is Christmas, or the Christmas story, I would want to call it today. Let me remind you that anything that we say or do on this broadcast is not based on denominational dogma, some rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. It's not based on tradition and or philosophical rhetoric or some ideological philosophy that man might have. Our discussion is based on the authority of the Scripture. Let's Face the Issues is a Bible discussion, a Q&A program that's designed around you, our listener. We have the opportunity to see what God's Word says. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a very, what you would say in the vernacular today, a very dogmatic statement when Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." It's the word of God that we go to for seeking answers and directions for what we do in life, and it should be the scripture should be the light and the lamp for our pathway and the direction that we take in life. Our decisions ought to be made on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, not based on how we happen to feel or what others might think or say, but what does the word of God say? And that's the very essence of what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. We're delighted to have you on board with us, and we're looking forward to this broadcast being a blessing, an encouragement, a challenge, and educational for you as you listen. We always welcome your input and your questions and comments as we do our broadcast each day. We're going to talk about Christmas and the Christmas story. Christmas, when you say Christmas, just what is Christmas? How should we respond to the season that we're celebrating in what is called Christmas? This special day, this day that is on our calendar as a federal holiday, this day that is a time that is often viewed as a time for family and friends and for an opportunity of fellowship with those about us. Many use it just simply as a time of frivolity and do not recognize the true holiness of this season. This is what I want us to talk about today in this broadcast. There are some that will simply look at it as a time to watch football and enjoy some special meal or enjoy being with family, and all of that's good. Nothing necessarily wrong and inherently evil about that by any stretch of the imagination. But may I remind us, this is simply a part of the Christmas celebration. As we celebrate Christmas, we need to do so based on what the Scripture says about Christmas. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem in what we find taking place today in the Christmas celebration. The Pew Research poll, it's a Pew Research survey, actually. I call it a poll. The Pew, P-E-W, that's Pew Research Survey. It's one of the better surveys on religion out there in America today. The George Barna, the Barna Report is another, and I subscribe to each of them. I enjoy reading the research and the study about religion in America and what is taking place and some of the major declensions that we find in the religious world today. And when I say religious world, I'm talking about religion in general, not just in sheer Christianity. But let me just give you a few of the statistical data points that I believe is necessary for us to talk about to get to the what I call the trickle down of the real essence of the story about Christmas today. But when you think about Christmas, the Pew Research people have said they found that only 46% of Americans celebrate Christmas as a religious holiday. Only 46%. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2013, it was 52%. We've dropped just in the past 3, 4, 5 years now, several major percentage points. It's less than half of Americans today view Christmas as being a religious holiday, simply viewed as a secular day. May I remind us also in this survey, 52% of Americans do not care if the merchants or those that they shop with say Merry Christmas at all. And only about 32% of Americans want to even hear the words Merry Christmas. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, that's a shock to me to realize that only 32% of Americans want to hear Merry Christmas. I stopped shopping at Target stores many years ago because Target stores at that time, I don't know what they're doing today, they refused to allow their cashiers to say Merry Christmas to the customers. They refused to play Christmas music in the stores. They said they were afraid they might offend someone. Well, as I told the manager, it's offensive to me that I come in to spend God's money that happens to be in my pocket in a store where you do not recognize the Christ of Christmas. And ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be the position that we take as Christians today. But further, this Pew Research survey says that the greater number of Americans depict Christmas with simply Santa Claus, reindeers, and the snowman. Now, we've come a long way when we realize that Christmas is the time that we celebrate. It's, as I said earlier, it is on the calendar as a federal holiday, and it's because it's been reserved to recognize the birth of Christ. We're going to talk about that a little more later in this show today. But about 52% of Americans believe that Jesus Christ was only, listen, that Jesus Christ was only a human being, and that as a human being, that Jesus Christ could commit sin just as any other human being. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's the, if you want to call it the apex of the pits of the story of Christmas, that would be. If we say that Jesus Christ could have sinned in his humanity, in his 33 years on this earth, if Jesus Christ could have sinned then, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he could sin today and thus be disqualified as our Savior. I find it sad that that is found in 52% of the mindsets of Americans today. And it's crept into the church. Denomination after denomination and so-called Christian after Christian believe that Jesus was simply a good man, a good leader, a good teacher, a good example, someone that we should follow, and that he was simply human as we are, and that he could commit sin just as we do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the virgin birth, as a result of Jesus Christ coming, even though he's in the form of man, that is the outside shell, in the Philippians 2, verse 5 through 11 text, he came in the form of man. That word form is the little Greek word morphe. Simply mean we get our word mannequin from that word. The mannequin, the shell, the shroud was human, but Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. And so I find it absolutely a sad, frightening event when we're finding more and more of Americans today that somehow, some way, disbelieve that Jesus Christ is God. Ladies and gentlemen, the key to that question is, as Jesus asked in Matthew's Gospel, the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 17, when Jesus asked, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in the balance of that text, ladies and gentlemen, it is on that profession of his faith in Christ as being the Christ, the Son of the living God, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is built upon today. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for what we want to talk about today, about Christmas. I am privileged today, ladies and gentlemen, to have the opportunity to have two of our grandchildren with us. And I say, notice I didn't say my grandchildren, it's our. My bride tells me often that I leave her out when I say my or I. So it's our grandchildren. We've got 10. We're very blessed of God to have 4 sons, 4 daughters in love, and 10 grandchildren. And I have 2 of those with me today. Tiffany and Tyler, We like to call them TNT because together they are dynamite. Tiffany and Tyler, would you introduce yourself to our listeners today? Let them know who you are. Tell them something about you. And how old are you? And just introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I'm in the fifth grade. I'm 10, and I love airplanes and helicopters.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm in the fourth grade. I'm 9, and I love horseback riding.
You like horseback? She loves horseback riding. I think she'd rather have a horse in her backyard than have something to eat. Is that right, Tiffany? She loves horseback riding. You can talk now so people can hear you. They can't hear you when you move your head, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're delighted to have them with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask you something, Tiffany and Tyler. We're going to go through some questions and answers here for our listeners. You see, many of our listeners today have not come to grips with what you and I know and what we think about as far as Christmas. Just both of you just talk together and let our listeners know, what is Christmas, Tiffany and Tyler? What is Christmas all about?
Christmas is about birth of Jesus, him coming here to earth. If he didn't be born, there wouldn't be a Christmas.
That's right. Tiffany, who is Jesus?
Jesus is the ultimate gift. If we didn't have him, who would be our shepherd to guide us?
Jesus is the ultimate. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Jesus is the ultimate gift. You see, at Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen, I think that perhaps you are just as we are generally speaking from the human standpoint, we're all just about the same kind. We simply think about getting gifts, and we're going to have that beautifully wrapped gift under the Christmas tree, and we're all going to get a gift. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, what if you have a birthday celebration, and it's your birthday, and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of your friends and relatives and family members come in to celebrate your birthday, and everybody gets a gift but you? That'd be bad, wouldn't it, Tiffany and Tyler?
Yes, it would.
But yeah, that's often what we do at Christmas time. We give gifts, we exchange gifts, and we get gifts, but we fail to recognize that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason that we're celebrating Christmas. And most of the time, we forget to think of that, don't we?
Yes.
Tell us something about Tiffany and Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Tiffany and Tyler Youngblood. They're two of our grandchildren. We've got 10. I'm delighted to have Tiffany and Tyler with us. They are sharp as a tack, as I call it. They love the Lord, but I want them to tell you something about what they think of Jesus and who is Jesus. Tiffany and Tyler, both of you just talk together as you would as talking to Papa, and just tell our listeners, who is Jesus? Why did he come to earth, and how can we know him?
Jesus came to earth so we could be saved from sin, go to hell, and we could be with him in heaven.
That's right. Tiffany, did he say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, tell our listeners, who is Jesus from your perspective? Who is Jesus?
Jesus is the shepherd. He guides us. We're the sheep, and he's the shepherd. He guides us through our troubles and what we have going on, because we're not just because we accept him doesn't mean we're always perfect. We still need a shepherd to guide us.
That's exactly right. But there's a key question that I need to ask you. Is Jesus God?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. You see, you know that, and I know that. But many of our listeners today have not come to grips with the fact that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. Jesus Christ is what the Bible refers to as God incarnate, God come in the flesh. And when we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the time a little over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth as Jesus Christ, as the Son of God. Tell us something about the Christmas story. You can either tell us the Christmas story, or you can read us the Christmas story. Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1 through about verse 20, is the Christmas story. Tiffany, would you tell our listeners what I call the Christmas story?
So one day Gabriel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a baby, and you shall name him Jesus. Mary went to Joseph, and Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that everyone shall be taxed. They should go to their hometown and be taxed. So Mary and Joseph went to Joseph's hometown, and they were there to be taxed. And that same day, Shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them and said, "Glory to God in the high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Very good. That is a wonderful story of Christmas, and that's what it's all about. You notice what you just said in your words, that the angel said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy," for the shepherd also heard them as they were saying that it was a story of great joy. And that's what it is when we tell the story of the birth of Christ. It should be great joy. It's good news that Jesus Christ came and lived among us. What did Jesus do? A lot of times we celebrate Christmas as worshiping Jesus as the babe in Bethlehem. But he's more than a baby, isn't he? Who is he?
He's the Son of God.
He's God come in the flesh. I want to ask you a couple of questions, and some of our listeners might not know this, but when we celebrate Christmas, do we celebrate Christmas with Santa Claus?
No.
No. That's a shock to a lot of people. A lot of people think that Santa Claus is the one that brings the gifts. When we get gifts for Christmas, where do they come from?
Come from Jesus.
It is Jesus Christ that provides what we have for mom and dad, that mom and dad can give us gifts. And why do we give gifts? What is it symbolic of? What does it symbolize?
Because we don't know if it was three wise men, but the wise men brought three gifts to Jesus.
The wise men brought gifts to Jesus, and they were seeking for Jesus. They searched for him for about 2 years, and they found him. And when they found Jesus, they came in, the scripture says, in Matthew's gospel, the second chapter, they came in and they found Jesus, and they fell down and worshiped him. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
So if they worship Jesus, shouldn't we worship Jesus also?
Yes,
we should. We should be seeking him. We should be surrendered to him, and we should worship the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is about. The privilege to refresh in our minds and to refresh in our understanding that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, and that he came here that we might worship him. In fact, the scripture tells us, Tiffany Tyler, that Jesus came that he might reveal God to man. We would not be able to know God today except through a relationship with Jesus Christ. What does that mean? How does a person have a relationship with Jesus?
Ask Jesus into your heart and Savior to forgive him all your sins.
Tell us about that, Tiffany. How do we do that?
I had to go through this too. I did it when I was 9, which I am now. And we have to go up front in our church. We don't have to. But we go in front of our church, and
what we do is say yes to Jesus by inviting him to come in. Mm-hmm. And then what you're talking about, go up front of the church, is where we make it public. We tell people we have said yes to Jesus.
And the first step of obedience is getting baptized.
Getting baptized, and that's going down under the water. Mm-hmm. Now, that baptism is simply saying to the world that we're not ashamed of Jesus. We're willing to be obedient to his direction for us to be baptized and to follow him and to study him, study his word, and to know him better in our lives. Mm-hmm. May I remind our listeners, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're dealing with the question today, or the theme today, the Christmas story. And we're interviewing and having dialogue and discussion with Tiffany and Tyler. Tiffany and Tyler, 9 and 10 years old. That's two of our grandchildren. We have 10. I'm delighted and privileged to have them with us today in the studio, that we can talk about the Christmas story and who is the Lord Jesus Christ. How can a person really celebrate Christmas today? In fact, I believe that the two of you have memorized several songs, but there's one that you like to sing. Would you just let our listeners hear the two of you sing together that Christmas special that you like to sing, okay? Mm-hmm. Sing for our listeners.
On this night
where the angels sing,
Bringing praise to the King of Kings. Gift from heaven wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Shepherds run,
for they can't believe
God would come,
sinners to redeem. They're the first to see God's plan unfold, prophecy deliver. On this holy night, hope has come alive to save us. God has sent His Son, perfect, holy one, our King. Beautiful the babe, powerful His name. Stars and angels worship Him. Jesus, You are mine. On this Christmas night, on this holy Christmas night, Jesus, You are mine. On this Christmas night.
That is good. Is there some more to that song?
There's one last part.
Sing the rest of it.
On this night.
On this night.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tiffany and Tyler Youngblood as they talk about Christmas and give us the Christmas story. I'm thankful that they can be here with us today and talk about this Christmas. I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that you will have a blessed Christmas. I pray that it would be a Merry Christmas, and that term sometimes I think is misunderstood. Merry Christmas to each of you, but it should be celebrated as a holy celebration with the focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Tiffany and Tyler, tell us something about this Christmas and what is special to you. Is there anything special about this Christmas?
Well, I like every Christmas, but I like spending time with family, getting presents, and just seeing everyone.
Tiffany, is that something? What is special about Christmas for you?
I like seeing my family too, especially the family that lives up in West Virginia. And they don't come down a lot. Only for Christmas and maybe some for Thanksgiving. And I like opening presents with my family and giving gifts to my family. I like seeing my cousins, and seeing Mama and Papa and my Nana and Grandpa. And I like celebrating Jesus' birth and singing songs and telling the Christmas story.
Very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will celebrate Christmas this year a little different than you've historically done. I'm saddened to say that so often we're finding, and as I shared with you at the outset of the broadcast, in the monologue in the opening discussion, where so many today are celebrating Christmas as a secular holiday and not as a holy day. Ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Christmas, let me encourage you to place the focus in the right place. Let me encourage you to place the focus on Jesus Christ and His first coming. Jesus is no longer that babe in Bethlehem. So often we will focus on the manger scene and focus on the babe in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. I'm saddened so often when I see in the news, in fact, I just read the ACLJ newsletter this morning with Jay Sekulow, where they have just filed a major lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court for it to be heard, where they are trying to banish crosses across America. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and His ultimate death on Calvary's cross that the cross is viewed today by a secularized world as being that which is disdaining, that which is not to be viewed, that which is bad. But were it not for the cross of Christ, we'd have no hope. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, had Jesus Christ not been born 2,000 plus years ago, we would have no church. We'd have no Christians. There would be no coming again of Christ. There would be no Christmas season. So we need to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that Christmas is here, that we have the privilege of sharing Christmas. Tiffany and Tyler, tell our listening audience something that you've been doing recently. I want to touch on this because it's a blessing to me. It's an encouragement to me, and I pray it will be for our listeners. You've been wearing a red apron and ringing a bell. Tell the people what that red apron and ringing the bell and the little red pot is about.
It's the Salvation Army. Salvation Army is people that don't have Christmas, they don't get presents, don't get to spend time with their family. The Salvation Army is ringing the bell from Winn-Dixie, Walmart, any place. And people give money to people that can't get presents or spend time with their family or do things. So that's what the Salvation Army is pretty much. What you do is it's...
You've been volunteering to do that, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Ringing the bell and inviting people to be able to give that others that do not have can have gifts for Christmas. That's wonderful. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it is admirable when you have a 9 and 10-year-old that recognizes the need to take care of and meet the need of others, that they give of their time at the Christmas season to stand out in front of a store and to ring the bell. You've heard that. You've seen it. If you've been any place in the public marketplace, you've seen the bell ringers, as it's called, or the little red kettle where you can drop money in for the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army is made up of a team of volunteers across the nation that provide through the funding that's from the donation from hearts of people that love others, that's willing to give that others might have that otherwise they would not have at Christmas time. We have about 2 minutes left in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we've been talking with Tiffany and Tyler Youngblood, 9 and 10-year-old grandchildren of ours, and I'm delighted they're with us today. Tiffany and Tyler, is there another song that you would like to sing that's a Christmas song that we would close out the broadcast with before we give our final Merry Christmas to those that are listening? What do you want to sing?
We don't have really anything to sing, but we'll tell you about where we got these songs.
All right, tell us that.
We have a church, First Coast Baptist Church, and we go there to see our friends and read the Bible, and the pastor talks, and we do kids choir. We have a group of kids in our church, and we practice songs with our teacher, Miss Melissa, and Mr. Mark. They teach the choir, and we have our kids' choir that we go to Miss Melissa, and she teaches us these songs. Then we go up on stage and sing them. That's where we got on this night from. And there is lots of other songs that we'd love to share with you. You could remember them. And the kids' choir is really fun. We love to sing about Jesus, and we have about 13 kids on our choir. And Maddie and Parker are our friends that sing on this night where we go back and forth. But we learned their part, and the rest of us sing the rest. We do,
so there's a couple solos, like some people sing solos, we sing the rest. So that's what we got on this night. There is Christmas, Jesus is Christmas, and...
Well, there is one more song we can do. We can do Jesus at Christmas.
You know that one good? All right. Why don't the two of you sing that as we close out the broadcast? And then as you wrap up that song, would you sing another song? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas for all of our listeners to know that we're wishing them a Merry Christmas. All right. You're ready to sing for us? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tiffany and Tyler Youngblood as they sing as we go off the air today. Listen to them. All right.
It's the time of year to dance and deck the hall. 'Tis the season to rejoice and sing a song. People are talking about Christmas, but I want to tell you about Jesus. Born in a manger on that day, precious and perfect tiny babe. The Son of God lying in the hay. Bright morning star and King of kings, light of the world that sets us free. The hope for all the world is come to save. Jesus is with us. Jesus is Christmas.
The world that's heard and doubt his Son. Mary was the first one to touch God. Shepherds came around about
close out with, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's been my delight to come to you by this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you on the air next time as once again we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.